Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 53, Scene 3. Rukmini begs Krishna to spare Rukmi's life. Rukmini first addressed Krishna as Yogeshwara. Yogeshwara means one who is possessed of inconceivable opulence and energy. Krishna possesses inconceivable opulence and energy, whereas Rukmini's brother had only limited military potency. Krishna is immeasurable, whereas Rukmini's brother was measured in every step of his life. Therefore, Rukmi was not even comparable to an insignificant insect before the unlimited power of Krishna. Rukmini also addressed Krishna as Deva Deva, the god of the gods. There are many powerful demigods, such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, and Chandra. Krishna is the lord of all these gods, whereas Rukmini's brother Rukmi was not only an ordinary human being, but was in fact the lowest of all, because he had no understanding of Krishna. In other words, any human being who has no conception of the actual position of Krishna is the lowest in human society. Rukmini also addressed Krishna as Jagatpati, the master of the whole cosmic manifestation. In comparison, her brother was only an ordinary prince. In this way, Rukmini compared the position of Rukmi to that of Krishna and very feelingly pleaded with her husband not to kill her brother just before the auspicious time of her being united with Krishna, but to excuse Rukmi. In other words, Rukmini displayed her real position as a woman. She was happy to get Krishna as her husband just at the very moment when her marriage to another was about to be performed. But Rukmini did not want it to be at the loss of her elder brother, who after all loved his younger sister and wanted to hand her over to one who was, according to Rukmi's own calculations, a better man. And while Rukmini was praying to Krishna for the life of her brother, her whole body trembled, and because of her anxiety, her face appeared to dry up, her throat became choked, and due to trembling, the ornaments on her body loosened and fell scattered upon the ground. Lord Krishna immediately became compassionate and agreed not to kill the foolish Rukmi. But at the same time, Krishna wanted to give Rukmi some light punishment. So Krishna tied Rukmi up with a piece of cloth and snipped at his mustache, beard, and hair, keeping some spots here and there. Thus ends Chapter 53, Scene 3. Rukmini begs Krishna to spare Rukmi's life. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilayar vritam kuntalai snigdha Rukthaischa gopya muhushchumbitam bimba rukthadharang me manasya virastam alam laksha labhai idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilayar vritam kuntalai snigdha rukthaischa gopya Muhushchumitam bimba rukta bharang me manasyabi rastam alam laksha labhai.
O Lord, your lotus face, encircled by locks of soft black hair tinged with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda, and your lips are reddish like the bimba fruit. So may this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart, for thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me.